Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, thank you for that word, for encouraging God's people. Okay? Yes. And let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. And the sound guys, they tried. Okay? Let's give them a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming. I hope you get blessed today. Last week, some people were wise and they didn't come to church. Okay? They survived the over 30 scriptures that we went through. Alright? Yes. So if you didn't come to church yesterday, probably you were what? You are led by who? By something. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Sam, when will you pray? When will the bank account reflect your business? Okay. You have the promises, you have the dreams. Many of you are supposed to learn from LAT, okay? You know, promises, things were given, one dream, two dreams, but nothing happened. Glory be to God. How many are we? Less than 20? Okay. Nothing. Okay. And there's nothing wrong you're doing. Okay. On the contrary, God is always telling you how well you're doing. Yeah? Amen. Yes. So by the time you're through with LAT, you will have learned something very major, that God is faithful, and that God is not in a hurry. God doesn't work on our time. All right? You can ask Abraham and Sarah. How, you know, God deliberately waits until a woman is 90 years. And he's there in heaven. He's like, yeah. Okay? He's like, I want to use you as a pattern. I want, you know, in years to come, okay, thousands of years to come, people will learn from your story. Okay? Telling Sarah, and Abraham. Glory be to God. Amen? Things are very interesting. Very what? Yeah. And during that time, God will do what needs to be done. You know, for you to survive, for you, not like for LAT. God has done exceedingly abundantly, for example, as far as paying bills is concerned. So we cannot say, God, we want more people to come so that we can pay the bills. God is like, no. You know, with those 20 people, bills are paid. What do you want? You understand? What is your case? In John 15, Jesus said that when a vine bears fruit, he prunes it. Okay, actually, somewhere in Leviticus, he told the children of Israel that when they get into Egypt, all right, they plant trees for fruit, okay, they shouldn't eat the first fruits. They shouldn't eat the fruits for the first year, okay? And for the second year. And for the third year. What were they doing all that time? They were pruning, okay? Pruning means you see something coming up and you cut it, all right? You cut it so that year goes without anything. Second year, some fruit begins to grow again. You cut it, okay? And he gave the reason why. And farmers know the reason why. So that, okay, the tree will bear much more fruit than it would have brought forth hadn't it been pruned. Glory be to God. Okay? So you bear fruit, God is like, aha, you're the guys I want. Okay? And then he chops. He prunes. Okay? He does the contrary. Okay? But he's looking at the end. Okay? He's looking at abundant fruit, which wouldn't have come hadn't he pruned. Glory be to God. Sometimes, that is the reason why some things take what? Take ages. Hallelujah. So be steady. Be what? Be steady. Glory be to God. You're not yet 90. Hallelujah. Bob, you're not yet 100. And God hasn't said he's coming back tomorrow. You know, that if he comes back tomorrow, then the promise is what? In fact, the promise is, even when he comes back, there is 1,000 years. Are you listening to me? Those promises, those are 1,000 years. We shall be here. Glory be to God. Yeah, he's a promise keeper. He's a what? Promise keeper. Hallelujah. Yes. So LAT, my way, what? Ronnie, you know, Ronnie's there. Rachel has never gone to him after the service and say, you know what? Hey, to Gumiki is there. Be patient with us. Things are, you know, never. Ronnie, has it ever happened? Never. Okay? And where does that money come from? It comes from you people. Okay? So, give yourselves a big hand clap. For that. Amen? Hallelujah. Last week, there's a slide which we want to go through, which is a summary of what we talked about last week. So, we talked about God's calendar. Okay? God's calendar. All right? God has a calendar for LATA. And he hasn't disclosed. Okay. There's a calendar. Every person has a calendar. I hope you know that. There's a calendar. So, on the 14th of the first month, the Hebrew calendar, they were supposed to celebrate Passover when they were delivered from Egypt. And that, to us, is Jesus' death. Jesus is a Passover lamb. Then the following day, okay, they were supposed to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That was, it was supposed to take a week. Okay? And for us, okay, after Jesus was buried on the following day, okay, the following day, you remember? Okay? He died at what time? He died at 9 p.m. Then in the evening, okay, God's day begins in the evening. Okay, God has his own day, how he does his days. Just like how he does his calendars for your lives. All right? So in the evening, which was the following day, his sinless body was buried. Okay? And for us, it means we should live lives which are unleavened. We should live sanctified lives. 3 days later, he resurrected, which is the Feast of First Fruits for the Jews. All right? He's our first fruits. And we said that I don't think it is scripture for you or for us to give away our first salaries. Okay? The project you're waiting for comes, and some preacher says, the first money from that project, first fruits, zona. I don't think, however, you can vow to God. You can say, God, when you give me this thing, the first one, I'll give it to you. Okay, so that is different. That is a vow. It is between you and God. But these things of saying someone gets a job, the first salary, I don't think it is what? I don't think it is the scripture. Okay? So, yes, the resurrection. Then, 50 days later, okay, there was the Feast of Weeks, which we call Pentecost. Okay? And on Pentecost, you know, for us, a church, that's when there was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then, we are now waiting for the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets. The Bible says the trumpet shall sound, okay, and then those who are dead in Christ shall rise, eh? Okay, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air, okay, and we shall meet them with the Lord, and we shall forever be with God. Okay, that is the one we are waiting for. Glory be to God. So we shall go to heaven at the rapture, the Feast of Trumpets, and then a few days later, we shall come back. Okay? We shall come back with Jesus on the Day of Atonement, okay, at the Battle of Armageddon, okay, to fight with the Lord against the enemies of Israel. Amen? And after that, we shall enter the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, which is which will be the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles, where God will tabernacle with his people here on earth. And for some people, the promises God gave them will be fulfilled in that period. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So we see that there's too much. Oh, there's so much relationship between the church and Israel. All right? And that's what we shall continue to see today. Okay? Acts chapter 7. Okay, we're going to start from verse 1. Acts 7, verse 1. We're going to see what, you know, this chapter begins, or it is preceded by people accusing Stephen, the first martyr, okay? They were accusing him for things he hadn't said, okay? But basically, it was because he was a follower of Christ, eh? And these guys didn't want to hear that. So they accused him of four things, all right? Then in Acts chapter 7, verse 1, it says that then the high priest said, "Are these things so?" And Stephen said, "Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia." Mesopotamia means between two rivers. "Before he dwelt in Haran, and say to him, 'Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. And the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God. And after that, they shall come out and serve me in this place, in this land." Okay? Huh? God's calendar. Eh? God promises you this land. And he's like, however, you're going to get it after 400 years. At least for Abraham, he was told. Eh? But most of us haven't been told. Okay? We haven't been given the info, eh? Which is in our calendar. Okay, God's calendar for our lives. Verse 8, Then he, God, gave him, Abraham, the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. I like that word, patriarchs. Patriarchs means fathers. And the patriarchs became envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Okay? Joseph, okay, the dreamer of dreams. How many years did it take for the promise to be fulfilled? It was over 10 years. He went as a teenager. He became the governor of Egypt, the fulfillment of his dreams. I think it was 30. For you haven't yet done 1.5 years. Okay. Verse 11. Now a famine and great trouble came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. So Jacob went down to Egypt and he died, he and our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose who didn't know Joseph. This man dwelt treacherously with our people and oppressed our fathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. There's something here. But when the time of the promise drew near, you would think when the time of the promise drew near, things were going to start, you know, You see signs, man, you know, But the man, trouble arose. Can you imagine the promise is near? And man, some stupid Pharaoh took the throne and harassed them. It's amazing. You would think when the promise is near, you're seeing the finish line. You would think, Anyway, the contrary happened. But God was like, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Then he says, at this time, Moses was born. Now, by the way, I didn't come to talk about promises being fulfilled, but it seemed like that is what the Spirit wants to talk about. At this time, Moses was born. The promise had drawn what? Near. And it was during that time that Moses was born. When the time what? Drew, you understand? How many years did it come for them to get out from the time Moses was born? How many years? 8 years. According to God, when the time of the promise drew near, according to God's calendar, it was 8 years. 8 years to go. Because remember, so Moses was born, at 40 years, he killed an Egyptian, then fled Midian, and was there for 40 years, isn't it? And then God said, now go back and set those guys free. 8 years. Apparently, the promise had drawn, 80. God's calendar. But I didn't come to talk about these things, the promises, but it seems like that is what what the Spirit wants to talk about. And he's using the scripture I had prepared. Okay? 8 years. God is like, you know, 80. God, you know, you receive a prophecy that very soon, in a short while, that which I promised you many years ago is coming, in a short while, you know, Then you start thinking it is in 3 weeks. Hallelujah. Then you go another 4 years. You know, then you are like, but that prophet, this prophet of these days, So at this time, Moses was born and was well pleasing to God. This version says he was beautiful. Okay? And he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned. Is it learned or learned? And Moses was learned. Learned. In all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. Now when he was 40 years old, it came to pass into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to 2 of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another?" But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday?" Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he got a hot chick. Have you seen it? Albert, have you seen it? Where he had 2 sons. Okay? From Zipporah, you know, show the hot chick. Have you watched the 10 Commandments? That movie? That chick, She was poetic. I've watched that thing, I think, like how many times? Many times, That is my best movie. I've watched it over 10 times. But Zipporah, man, those lyrics, they're called what? Lyrics, vibes, you know? You should listen to them, man. Hallelujah. Okay? Hot what? Hot chick with whom they had 2 sons. Okay? That's verse what? 29. Verse 30. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them." Okay, I've come down to do what? To deliver them. So if you've come to deliver them, deliver them. Go and do what? Deliver them. But God says, "Now come, I'll send you to Egypt to deliver them." But God says, "I've come to deliver them." Why don't you deliver them yourself? Many, I think it was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago. It was a Thursday. So Sam's wife, Joanne, was leaving home. So she told Unkwaz, "I'm going to pray while God and Jesus." Then this kid was like, "But why doesn't Jesus pray for himself?" Did you hear that story? Why doesn't Jesus pray for himself? You always go in, you know, Oh, yes, right, Teokorati. Yes, Havila. It is something like this. You say you have come to deliver them. Now you're telling me to go. That is verse what? So he said, I will send you Moses to Egypt. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge, is the one God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your fathers. Him you shall hear. The Lord your God will do what? Will raise up a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear. Who was that prophet? Okay. A prophet like unto Moses. Acts chapter 3. Let's read from verse 18. This is Peter talking to the Jews again. Okay, these Jews haven't yet gotten saved, and they are any. So he tells them that those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his holy prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled. Looks like everything I'm reading is in line with what? With this prophetic fulfillment. Okay? So he says, those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Okay? But these prophecies were hundreds of years. Okay? Hundreds of years before they got fulfilled. Hundreds. Okay? The first recipients of the promises lived and died. And they left their kids with what? With a prophecy. I'm going. Okay? I'm going. But God, you know? Okay? Those kids are tall. They clock 110 years. They're also going. Alright? They tell their kids. My father told me, all right. My father told me that he would do this. I haven't seen it. Name of Chilinde. All right. Those kids also at clock 120. They're also going. They tell their kids. My friend. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then he says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So Jesus comes, however, not everything is fulfilled at his coming. Alright? Because he says, okay, because remember, he rose, he went back to heaven. Now he's saying, heaven must receive him until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So there are promises God gave since the world began. Okay? Jesus comes, you think achieved it. And he's like, no, but I'm going. But the other things, which what? Yeah. According to the calendar. So he left them with something which are not what? Fulfilled. Glory be to God. You've waited for so long. For the prophecy of 1,000,000 shillings to be what? Fulfilled. You wait. Then he asks. Okay, a certain year comes. And God first, you know, alarms you. 800,000 shillings. But say, God, you promised me 1,000,000. Say, you be easy. Okay, the 200 will come. Okay? Okay? You see, there's some things, you know, Jesus, you know, in the, when he came, he didn't what? Fulfill. There was the time of restoration of all things. Okay? And that time is talking about the millennial reign. He said, that one, wait. It has been 2,000 years now. And that time hasn't yet come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hope this is not making you sad. Sad, you know. No, I'm not saying all of you, your promises are in 5 years' time. Some of you, it could be tomorrow for something. All right? However, what I'm saying, what God is saying, what the Spirit, okay, by whom Sam was speaking, is that if God hasn't told you when something is going to happen, okay, don't attach dates to them. You'll get disappointed for nothing. Okay, and you might backslide and throw out what? The Lord. Okay, these things have happened. People have been heartbroken. And it wasn't God's fault. It is God gave them a promise, then they attached their own what? Their own dates. They didn't, you know, believe God for a vision, a dream. God, give me a dream and you show me your calendar. The calendar, your calendar for my life. Never told me that, you know. Hallelujah. So, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. These were not false prophets. These were, you know, accurate prophets. You think when and if a prophet is accurate, could choose there. Then if they happen to choose a guy, his prophecies are not what? These guys from the, from them days. Okay? For Moses truly said to the fathers, the patriarchs, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Who is that prophet? Like unto Moses. In the context, that prophet is who? Jesus. Hallelujah. All right? It is Jesus. Glory be to God. It is who? Jesus. Now, you see, it says that, and it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed. Now, Jesus came, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 11, he says that he came to his own, and his own did not believe him. They didn't receive him. The promise came. For the Jews, they were waiting for the Messiah. Okay? Eve was the first one to get that prophecy. Okay? She was told that, you know, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent. Okay, she was the first one to receive it. Okay? Then thousands of years later, Jews have been waiting for that seed, and it comes. And they rejected the promise. And it happens to many people, by the way. A promise gets what? It comes. And say, Neda. No. I know. Any these things happen. All right? You okay? Go say, I'm going to give you a good wife. Okay, then, okay. Anyway, you know, then God brings the wife. Nayenga tali ishi. Tali class yo. You know, you're not my class. That's how chicks talk. They might not assure the guy, you know, live, but they'll go and tell their what? Girlfriends. That guy is not. He's not my class, you know. Even when she has never had an accent, a British American accent, that time, what? When she's telling her friends, you know, not my class. I have a sister, but babes, where they get this accent, it's amazing. You know, ladies, girls, and by the way, all of them, all of you, it's amazing. And I have a sister, eh? We were born here in Uganda, But man, this sister of mine, by the time she was like senior four, even us would listen to her, and you're like, man, this sister has never gone out of the country. She has never lived with whites in Uganda. Okay? But my friend, even today if you meet her, But girls are like that, man. My daughter Eden, she does those things, and she really sounds. And it's because of too much watching those cartoons, how they talk. She does that thing perfectly. You know, girls. Hallelujah. Rachel, you ask Mark. When they chop wires for each other at home, all of a sudden, Rachel, man, there's an accent. So, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. A promise was fulfilled. Messiah came. The promise was fulfilled. The prophet, you remember? Moses said, the Lord will raise up a prophet like unto me, referring to the Messiah, Jesus. And he came hundreds of years later. These guys were reading the Torah. They knew. They were waiting for it. And it was fulfilled. And they rejected it. They did what? They rejected it. Sadly. And let's not think that they were hopeless. Because even us, sometimes promises, you know. I know a lady. This girl, she was my friend. We are very good friends. Okay? Yeah. Very good friends. She's a sister to someone here. We are good friends. Then, and so, now, one time, I was in Zoe, open house. A young man, okay? Most of you know him, but I won't tell you. This guy comes to me, you know? Because I was talking about dreams, right? So the guy comes to me. Man, God is amazing. The guy told me that many years ago, I think it was like 6 years or prior, you know. And like, I think he was in high school, I guess. The guy had a dream. And in this dream, he was a married man, all right? And he hadn't come back home like early enough, you know. So his wife in the dream gives him a phone call that, where are you? You know, it's 10 p.m. Okay. Then the guy said, no, I'm car, you know. And he was driving a Mercedes. Okay. And so he drives, he gets home. Okay. And his wife comes to open the gate. And he sees this person in a dream, and he didn't know her. Not in real life, he didn't know her. Now, many years later, okay, the guy, man, he thinks are amazing. The guy comes to Zoe for fellowship, and he sees the lady he had seen over 10 years in a dream. Now, this guy is one of the most honest fellows I know. Like, he didn't make up things. Okay, and he's a dreamer, one of those people who have, like, they are a prophet unto Moses Musengozi, you know. Okay, this guy is, he saw the girl he had seen 10 years ago in a dream. And he knew God would say, that is it. Okay? So, he came and talked to me. Then I advised him. I was like, yeah, I mean. Okay? However, don't go. you know, don't whatever. And then say, I had a dream 10 years ago, you're the one. I told her, don't say that. Don't even talk about the dream. Tobio Girako. First become friends, you know. Okay, find a way of becoming friends. How you're going to do it? That's another thing. Which can be tight, eh? Because now you're here in a church. Then you say, now, become friends with who? Juliana, how are you going to start? So you join the worship team, but it's tight, eh? Or you start to come to pretend, to put double mics, what, eh? Before the service starts. Man, it can be tight. And especially when you have an agenda, eh? This way in which ladies are sharp, eh? They pick up these things, eh? Okay. You know, they are so intuitive, eh? Okay, guys, just there, all this church, they know what's happening, but a chick has picked up that, you know, eh? Anyway, the guy Bambi went, I don't know what he did, but he could, anyway, and the chick, what? Anyway, so this lady would come and give me info, say, there, man, you know, I already knew the story, I knew the dreams, but I was like, Sigena Kumugamba, the dreams. Man, I watched this girl, and she's a dreamer also. And she loves God a lot. I watched her backfiring. And I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do anything. Because I am not what? I'm not in the business of what? Forcing people to marry each other. I watched her backfiring. And I said, man. You okay? And I told Bambi, the guy would come every time to give me updates with broken heart. You know what? Now I told her, now. I don't have even got angry. I said, you act like a man. What, you know? The guy is right now. I don't know what to do. What should I tell her? I was like, you know, just. Hallelujah. But the chick, a promise was fulfilled. Meanwhile, she was also, she wanted to get married. Okay? And God sent her what? Her husband. And I know the reason why she rejected the guy was, okay, the guy, he didn't have nothing, man. You know, eh? Okay, the guy, and she had friends who were over the place, eh? Prosperous in courts, eh? Appear, you know, eh? So I could tell, she was like, how do I go to my friends, my classmates, eh? Class younger, you know, eh? And I tell them that I'm actually a guy. You understand? Okay. And she rejected the will of God for her life. These things are very sad. Very, very sad. Okay. But she didn't know that there was a thing about a Mercedes. So the guy has come without a Mercedes. Come with very dusty shoes. Walking from where to Zoe. Okay. By the time he arrives, man. Even what? Sweat. He has no hanky. Not only a guy, no gachachono. When I see classy young. Huh? But you're the one who was supposed to what? Buy him a hanky on his birthday. This birthday thing with the girls, man. And they begin from what? Very young age. Birthday, what? Right now in our house, that is a talk birthday. Through the girls, man. My to the birthday. Daddy, when is your birthday? What? Within the man's birthday, the 1st May, Wabichi, you know, eh? Hey, girls, man. I don't know where they got it from. Either from the pastor's wife, but it is a girl. It is inborn. I'm telling you, if there were no women on this earth, there wouldn't be birthday, what? Circus. You know, your money, you didn't have to plan and take it. You have to look for 200K, you know, eh? Because of pressure. You have your 50K, you're happy. Then they tell you, man, in 3 days' time, there's what? So the chick, man, she threw out what? The will of God for her life. I told the guy now, be very, you know, you now be steady. God will what? Yeah. It's not your problem that was. See, you're the one. The more you marry the guy, then what? Then shoo! A sido. Hallelujah. Okay? You say, but you get out of here and you what? Reject what? A promise. Hallelujah. So they rejected the Messiah, the prophet. Romans chapter 11, verse 1. Paul says, I say then, has God cast away his people? Remember, they rejected the Messiah. So, has God cast them away? Has God rejected them? Then Paul says, certainly not. For I also am an Israelite. Okay, or the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people. He hasn't done what? Yes, they rejected me. They rejected the promise, but I haven't cast them away. Have a good plan for them. Amen? You reject the guy, you reject the chick. Okay? God is like, haven't what? Rejected them. You know? For most of them, have something. Yeah? Okay? I will give them something. Glory be to God. Even if they rejected my perfect will. Okay? But because I love them, okay, I'll give them what? Something. So he says, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. He foreknew them because he gave a promise to the fathers, the patriarchs. Glory be to God. Verse 11, Romans 11. Paul says, I say then, have they, the Jews, stumbled that they should fall? Another version said that they should fall forever. And Paul says, certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Glory be to God. Okay? The Jews reject. Remember, Jesus said salvation is of the Jews. These promises, the Messiah coming was not the Messiah coming to the Bahororo. You understand? Okay, it was to the Jews. You guys, your grand, whatever, were worshipping Luvale. God was, he didn't give you any promises of a Messiah. It was to the Jews. Okay? So Paul is saying here that now when they rejected the Messiah, that's when you also got what? You know, an opportunity to be a partaker of the promises. Okay? I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the what? To the Gentiles. Hallelujah. To you. Salvation came to us, the Gentiles, because the Jews rejected the Messiah. Glory be to God. And so we celebrate that, man. We do what? We celebrate that. Verse 25. Paul continues and says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Okay? All right? Blindness has happened in part to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so, all Israel will be saved. God will give them another opportunity. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, that is Jesus, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is the covenant with them when I take away their sins. Okay, now this is addressing, okay, in the context of the spirits today. Okay, there are people, okay, almost all of us, okay, who were rejected, you know, God's will for our lives. Promises were fulfilled, but we rejected them. All right? Sometimes it is not even rejecting the promise. Eh? But sometimes it is the right time for something comes. Let's say you are dating, okay? And then the right time for to get married comes. All right? And you mess it up. Okay? And usually what happens to Christians, okay? Especially like what Carol was saying one time, no? You told us of a guy and a chick who were dating and they were born again. And the guy was like, no sex before marriage, eh? All right? But the chick was like, you know, she was telling the guy, no, we should, all right? And the guy was like, no, but man, that guy is remarkable, eh? There are not so many guys like that. I'm telling you. Men, with the way they are easily turned on, what? Eh? Each guy, you know, says no, you know, eh? Okay? That is remarkable, eh? Okay? All right? So, usually what happens with couples like that, eh? Okay, not like the chick, okay? But where they're like, no sex before what? Who marry. Usually what happens, there's in God's calendar, there's a day when they're supposed to get what? Who married. When they miss that day, okay, if they have kept themselves pure, okay, they open themselves up to what? To messing up. Okay? Fornication and all those things, eh? All right? Yeah, we have to be very mindful of the timings of the Lord, you know? Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, the Jews will be saved. Glory be to God. They missed it, but God is like, I still love them. Eh? Okay, I've not rejected them. I've not cast them away. They have not fallen forever. Hallelujah. And I guess that's what he's telling us to do also. Eh? Most of us, we've missed the fulfillment of promises. We have missed the timing, the perfect timing of God. But God is like, you know, I still love you. Glory be to God. I still have something for you, eh? Okay? Okay, of course, you've wasted time, you know, but I still love you. If you can just get back, eh? Okay, in committing yourself to following me to say, God, next time, eh? Next time. Eh, sija kuchi korachi. Kuchiwa, you know, eh? Kuchi, whatever word it is, eh? All right? So he says, verse 28, concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. Remember, they rejected the gospel, so they became enemies of God, okay? And that's when you were brought in, the Gentiles were brought in, eh? So concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the patriarchs. Glory be to God. I just love that verse. Eh? Beloved. Eh? Beloved. Beloved, you know. I want it to sound like beloved for the sake of the fathers. Glory be to God. Many years ago, eh, when I didn't have kids, you know, I even didn't think I would marry because I was like, marry for what? You know, because, but you know, when you get married, you know, nice food at home, all right? Nice food, you eat nice food. I was like, I'll be so loaded that I'll get that food from wherever. This is good food all over the, you know, eh? If the good food is at Sheraton, I'll be loaded that I can afford the Sheraton, you know, eh? I think you guys are like, especially chicks are there, well, look, these men, bogus, you know. Before I'm telling you my testimony. Okay? So I was like, you know, and I was very serious. I was like, I'll be so busy like Apostle Paul all over the place, going nations, you know. Eh? All right? But I used to say that. However, if I ever get married, okay? You remember, I used to tell you those things in the clinic. If I ever get married, okay? And I get kids, you know, way after I'm gone, eh, my kids will always say, man, we had a father. All the things that are happening in our lives are because of our father. Our father loved God. Hallelujah. I used to think, you know, my kids, they'll always say, man, I thank God Okay? For my Father. He loved God, and all these things are happening. Great things are happening in our lives. Okay? Because my Father loved the Lord. So you see how your kids can be beloved, okay, for your sake. Your kids, man, they are terrorizing people everywhere, you know it. They are the rascals of the village, okay? But God is like, they are beloved for the sake of the what? The fathers, and the mothers, The someone was telling me he was doing some work. He was so close to Kutesa's wife, Sam Kutesa, okay? He used to even go to their house as in do some work. They were so close. So, but the guy told me, man, those guys are loaded. Okay, but then he said that the wife told him, okay, and I think that story is known, that Kutesa's dad, apparently, I think Kutesa never saw his father. Okay? If he saw him, then he didn't remember how he looked like. Okay? Maybe I've seen the photos, but I think he passed away when he was very young. The guy, Uktesa's father, was one of those evangelists, like a very broke guy going all over the place in Western Uganda or even wherever, preaching the gospel. Huh? Okay? Now, it is possible, okay, that some of the dimes, man, Kutesa has. In fact, I was told that every year, okay, there is a percentage of money, okay, he gives to a certain mission group, Kutesa. But because of what? What the father used to do. Okay, you can go and find out that story, you know. So it is possible that, man, some of that wealth, okay, it is, okay, you know, Kutesa is beloved for the sake, because of the patriarch. Glory be to God. Okay, now, he's not perfect. We all know. Okay? Even that guy who's wearing a red, what? A yellow, whatever. We all know, you understand. However, God is like, yeah, he's not doing everything perfect. And I have issues with him, but some of what he has, and the one who gave it to him, because of the what? The patriarch. Glory be to God. May all of us, parents, all even those who don't have kids, you're all going to get married. May you walk with the Lord in such a way that, you know, your kids will be so blessed because of the relationship you had with the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Spend your money in such a way that God will always recall such a young person. You know what I mean? Guy, young person. When that Kasmo LAT man, they were 15. He used to give his car 5K. Okay? That's would contribute to the rent. You understand? Okay? And then you can even go, you know, out of this world. The Sido did come. All right? However, God is like, what I'm going to do for your kids? People will always, I will let them know that I'm doing this for them because their mother loved me. Their dad. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So, concerning the gospel, they are enemies, okay, for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. God is like, I gave them a promise. It was unconditional. Okay, they didn't have to meet certain criteria so that the promise can come to pass. It was unconditional. All right? So there's nothing I can do about it. It cannot be revoked. Okay? They are beloved. I will save them, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Tuli mu kigambo. All right. Julian, every time what he speaks Luganda, Juliana gets happy. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. He says, therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. Remember, God gave Abraham a covenant of what? Circumcision. He says, everyone who wants to partake of the promises I've given you, they must be circumcised. All right? So the Jews, you know, in order to enter the covenant of their father, Abraham, they had to be circumcised on the eighth day. All right? So he said that, therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the Jews, who call themselves the circumcision made in the flesh by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, the wealth that is common to Israel. All right? Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Okay, your fathers didn't have a covenant with God. Okay, God made a covenant with Abraham. And by the way, if you look at yourself, you don't look anything near what? Near the Jews. Hallelujah. Okay, even Randis, you know, they deceive themselves, some of them, that the word they came from, it's a big lie, amen? That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one. He has made the two one. Who are the two? The Jews and the Gentiles. He has made both one. How? You know, through Jesus. Eh? And has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the bit I want in this scripture is this one, which says, having abolished in his flesh the what? The enmity, and which is the enmity? It is the law of commandments contained in ordinances. All right? The law was what? The law was what? Speak up. It's here. The law was what? Abolished. Glory be to God. The law was not abolished. Amen. The law was not what? Abolished. Okay? Remember, we're talking about the relationship between the church, Gentiles who have gotten born again, and Israel. All right? To the Israelites, okay, they're the ones to whom God gave the law. All right? The promises which are contained in the law, the Torah, okay, and the prophets. All right? So, if we were accepted because they rejected, so it means, you know, the Old Testament, like we call it, it means it also belongs to us. Do you understand? If you were an American, okay, and you became a Ugandan, okay, the Ugandan constitution concerns you. Do you understand? It now concerns you because you have become a Ugandan. Okay, so in a sense, we became spiritual Jews. All right? And the law was not abolished. Okay? But Pastor Moses, this verse clearly says, he abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances. What this means, okay? Now, if the law was abolished, okay? The law, meaning, by the law means the first five books of Moses, okay? Technically, that's what it means. If the law was abolished, how are you going to know who Abraham was? Do you understand? Because Abraham was written, you know, in Genesis, the first book of the law. Okay? What we read in Acts 7. How are you going to know about the origin of Israel? How are you going to know about Moses, the Ten Commandments? How? There's no way to know them apart from going back to Genesis, to Exodus, Leviticus. How are you going to know the Lord's calendar, which we saw as first, the calendar? Okay? It is in the law. It is not, you know, it is in the law. We saw it that time in Leviticus. So the law was not abolished. This law that is being mentioned here that was abolished was the commandments the Jews who came up with, especially in the temple, okay, where there was a separation in the temple. Okay? The Gentiles, even if you had become a Jew, you had taken up Judaism as your religion, you still had to sit those things. There was a war, say, you know? Okay? Jews, mutwe, Gentiles, eli. That's why it says he has broken down the middle wall of what? Partition, eh? Okay? Where is that scripture? 14. He himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. KJV, partition. That is what Jesus did, what? Destroyed. He said, now you are one. Everyone who believes in me, okay, Jew and Gentile, now you're one. There shouldn't be what? Separation. Glory be to God. Bob and Belinda, you're one. Hallelujah. Bob, a Cameroonian, and from wherever, Haiti. You're what? Okay. Belinda's money is your money. So should we have a joint account? You can if you want, but you don't have to. However, even if you have separate accounts, okay, Belinda's money is what? Bob's money. You're one. Glory be to God. Okay? If Bob wants to give money to Susan, where's Susan? She's not here today. And Belinda said, Neda Sebo. She knows, she's talking about her money. Sentences are angry, you know. Sentences are fair. Middle wall of what has been. Glory be to God. There's a guy, he's here. I realize I have to take my pastoral work to another gear, to real pastor my children, my sons. This guy, man, fears what? Loaded chicks. The guy told me, man, you know, loaded chicks. I told him now, you see? And now, you see, in the context or the spirit of this Sunday, okay? You're there believing God for a good wife. A good wife. That guy, let's say it is who? Sam. Okay? Okay? A good wife. Then God is, yeah. A guy wange. Ngena mua chi? A mboko. Ngena mua enantava. Alright? Then Nantava appears. She comes on the scene. She visits us one Sunday at LAT. Ngalina land titles. Somehow you get to know Nalan title, Nsasa, Buwate, you know, Muzeyi, Yamulekere, Nyumbe, Kololo. Do you understand? She arrives there in an X8. Okay? And you realize she is the chick you saw in a dream 10 years ago. And thank God you had told that dream to your friend 10 years ago. So you're not making up things. You have a witness. Okay? However, okay, move on from my church. You want to go and say hi to her. Hi, how are you? What's your, you know? And you see a man. First of all, you just see her khaki. Whatever man, it's similar to that. Not this Toyota. Not this one. This one. This is a Toyota. Where's your khaki? You understand? You see man an X8. And then you are like, you see how you're throwing out what? Meanwhile, you've been sowing, okay? You've been giving, like, Kutesa's father, helping missions, giving your 5K to the rent, you know, LAT. And God is like, yeah, you know, give and shall be given it back. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, you know, okay? So God is what? Sending the chick, okay? The cow with the what? With the milk. No, you're rejecting the cow and you're going to even miss the milk. Do you understand? And you miss it. Because Gweman, loaded chicks, you know, the guy said, no, how? People will think everything that's happening to what? Then we talked about something. I learned a new word, which I should have known years ago. Most of you know it. It's called alimony. What is that one? Alimony, Do you know it, Bob? Alimony. Hey, so I'm not the only one who's what? Who's fake? Alimony. Alimony is those things of, like, things happen in a marriage. You separate. And if the chick was, you know, so loaded, she was a UN Secretary General, you know, and maybe for you, you didn't have much. So there's alimony, which is supposed to give you something every month. Someone? Dimes. This guy is happy. So this guy was saying, "What? How can people hear that? What? Every month I'm receiving what? Dimes from a chick." But I say, you say, you were one. You contributed to becoming UN Secretary, or General. You made her happy at home. And her happiness, she will go to work happy, she will do her work well, then they gave her a promotion. Okay? She was happy, she doing, you know, you contributed. So she's supposed to give the guy, say, "Wapi." Now if everyone, people will be talking about me all over town, that the chick is giving me money every month. I told him, "Oh, for Fayochi, it's not like you go to her office every month, 30 years, the end of the month, and say, man, my dime." No. There's a standing order. It just lands on the what? But Teddy is like, "Oh, yeah, this is what I call more what the what?" According to the law, you're supposed. All right? I don't know what I was talking about when this. And so, the law, you're one. So, this was not talking about the Torah. The Torah was never abolished. Are you listening to me? All right, because that's how we know, you know, about this thing we're talking about. Atonement, the lamb, the gods, the temple, the high priest. You know, if they are abolished, that means that we're not supposed to even read them. But the mere fact that you're reading them, it means somehow unconsciously, you also know that the law was not abolished. If you're a boy, why are you reading it? Why do you read Genesis? In the beginning, God created it is in the Torah, the law. Hallelujah. Okay? But I'm going to end this by telling you that you should read the old what? The Testament. Okay? That's where I'm going. Okay? Those books, those promises, all those writings that were given to the Jews, you should read them and study them Because you became a spiritual Jew. When Jews rejected the Messiah, okay, the Bible says a door was opened up for you. You were accepted in the beloved. Are you listening to me? Huh? Alimony. Alimony. I told this guy that, okay, but what was I gonna send? The chick, which was your wife, you separated. She's a UN Secretary General. She earns 500 my month. But what was our gala? What you do? You first receive it like 3 years. Okay? Every month, 50 ma. Receive it for what? 3 years. As we invest it, what? Then after a certain point, of course, the investments, so, gugamba, stay a gala. I'm a man. You don't take care of me. You understand? The whole Kampala thinks you're the one who's what? I don't want your money. Do you understand? Be wise. Glory be to God. That is the pastoral work I'm going to start doing. Telling my young guys that you guys, you know. And you know, this Kampala, this Uganda, all the world, that's changed, man. Chicks have very good jobs. These days, even it's like there's a deliberate agenda known to what? Known to give jobs to men. Good jobs, as in paying some serious what? With salaries. It's the devil, man. So what are you going to do? You know, you're a Christian, okay? You understand, okay? So, you know, you take the chick and what? Her dimes, you take the cow and the what? And the milk. Glory be to God. Amen? So the law wasn't what? Abolished, amen. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, from verse 13. It says, and you, okay, you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he, God, has made alive together with him, Jesus, having forgiven all your trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. There we are again. The handwriting of what? Requirements. Okay, the Bible says he has wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. The handwriting of requirements, people say that is the law that was against us. Okay, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Okay? And they say, you see, even Ephesians said the law was abolished. And Colossians say the handwriting of requirements was wiped out. Okay, now, that doesn't mean that the law was wiped out. Eh? Okay, I researched this. And actually, that thing, the handwriting of requirements, okay, even in my Bible, it means the certificate of debts. The certificate of what? Of death. Debts. A banja. Was what? Wiped out. Okay? The debt we had because of our sins. That was what was what? Was wiped out. Not the law. And that's why you see in verse 13, verse 13 ends by saying, having forgiven you all trespasses. Okay? Verse 14, okay, is talking about the same thing. Okay? He wiped out the handwriting of requirements. Okay? So the handwriting of requirements is the same as the trespasses. What was written against you? Mkamanga akubanja. Okay? It was wiped out. Glory be to God. It was wiped out, and he has taken it out of the way, okay, having nailed it to the cross. Eh? Okay, the Lord took our sins on the cross, and he washed them out by his blood. Glory be to God. So, we are supposed to read the law, eh? The Torah. I know some of you are getting messed up. Eh? Say, it was vile to remove grace. Yes, we're in the grace. And the, you understand, we are, but how are you going to get to know what is right and what is wrong? You're like, yeah, what is right and what is wrong? Everything is clear in the Old Testament. Eh? Rather, in the New, don't know. But there are some things which are not written. For example, okay, there's no very young kid here. For example, there is nowhere in the New Testament where it is said that people shouldn't have sex with animals. It's not there. So are we going to do it because it is not, you understand, because it is not among the things we're not supposed to do in the New Testament? You know, it's not there. However, it is there in the law. In the Torah, Jesus said, don't do this thing. The Lord, Yahweh, who came as Jesus, you know, God in the flesh. Do you understand? So there's some things you're going to get to know which God didn't want you to do by reading what? The law. Hallelujah. But you're saved. Hallelujah. You're born again. Eh? Okay? But as a born again, the way you express your love for God is by obeying his commandments. Okay? Obeying the commandments that were given to the people you became a part of. You understand? By obeying the terms of the covenant in which you entered, the Abrahamic covenant, okay? Okay? The covenant God gave to Moses, eh? There's some things which God expects us to do. Of course, God didn't expect us to sacrifice animals, give bulls, what, you know, those things, and some other rules. Eh? There's some things which, yes, we're supposed to, but there's some other things which God expects us to do. Okay? Matthew chapter 24. My God. I didn't know this thing. This alimony thing, eh? It took me what? I'm so sorry, you guys. Matthew 24, okay? 24, 12. Okay, it says, you know, in the end times, you know, 24 is talking about the end times. It says that because, anyway, it says lawlessness will abound in the end times. Lawlessness, okay, means people, you know, not living according to the law, according to the commandments of God. Lawlessness is going to abound in the last days. Because people will have discarded what? Okay, God's commandments which are written in the Torah. And that shouldn't be us. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. We know it. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. You discarded the law. You're not doing what it says do. And you understand, eh? Okay? And he says, I'll say, depart from me. Exactly what Paul says, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How are you going to know what is righteous and what is not? By reading the commandments which Moses received from God and he wrote down. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, as we close, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, it says that you, Timothy, from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay? So, which scriptures did Timothy know from childhood? Which ones? Before that, there was no book of Matthew. All right? The book of Matthew was written many years after Jesus had departed. Okay? There was not the gospel, the epistle of 1 Corinthians. Okay? By the way, everywhere you read scriptures, in the New Testament or even in the Old, just know it is talking about that portion of the Bible before the blank page that says New Testament. It is talking about what? The Old Testament. Scriptures everywhere in the Bible. It is not talking about Timothy, Luke, Revelations. It's not talking about that. However, later these became Holy Scriptures. But in the context, before they became Holy Scriptures, Scriptures in the Bible refers to what? The Old Testament. The law. So he says, from childhood, glory be to God, our children, man, should know the Scriptures. Alright? Dennis's daughters are getting to learn what? The Scriptures. Okay? The firstborn, the other day, after Sunday, I think on Monday, she went and told her sister, who wasn't here, who goes to children's church, told him that, Uncle Moses said, Jesus died on Thursday. Okay? Then the young daughter ran to the mother in the what? Bedroom. Said, Mommy, is it true that Jesus died on Thursday, not Friday? As in, you're always telling us Good Friday. Okay? Then the mother said, you go at something and sort your things out. And the firstborn told the sister, yeah, Uncle Moses said that. Then he said that, you go and read Leviticus. Say, you go and read Leviticus. Glory be to God. So from childhood, the kids are getting to know what? The Holy Scriptures, which are making them wise for salvation. Verse 16, all Scripture, which is Scripture, not Matthew, not Luke, not Mark. By the time Paul wrote this letter, he didn't know that his letters were going to become Scripture. He didn't know. Like you write the word for the week, you don't know, you're just writing your own things. Okay? Then in the millennium, God save man, as a balua. Holy Scripture. Glory be to God. Alright? So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what? Righteousness. How are you going to know righteousness? Scripture, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. You understand? Amen? How are you going to know God's calendar? It is in the Passover, unleavened bread, fast fruits, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, tabernacle. They are in the Scriptures. Glory be to God. Instruction in what? Righteousness. All Scripture. Okay? We are supposed to read those Scriptures because we became one new man with the Jews. The Jews who received those instructions. So because we became part of them, okay, we're supposed to know what they were told and what we're supposed to follow in this dispensation. We follow it. Okay, in the last days, Jesus said, lawlessness will abound. And lawlessness is abounding in the church. Because bagai basa zero, that the law, tevicha tukwa atako, tualo hoka. And Jesus said, people who are practicing lawlessness, I will tell them, depart from me. I never knew you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the rose, you are the rose.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.